From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Sounds from the Global Village, a musical trip around the world. I'm Jake Longwell. Opening the hour with music of Punjabi MC. This DJ, hailing from India, combines the traditional music of the Punjab region with modern electronica and hip-hop. We'll turn to his 2010 release, The Raj, and from that we'll listen to Nach De Di.
Thank you.
Classic sounds from the Chieftains, of course hailing from Ireland. One of the biggest names in traditional Irish music, they're also known for their collaborations with a variety of singers and musicians in different genres, ranging from country to pop to rock and roll. I'm partial, however, to the Chieftains' early recordings, when they more or less remained true to their traditional Irish roots. We went back to 1976 for the album Chieftains 6. Most of their early releases were titled in numeric order. They were recording for Columbia Records in the 70s. That track featuring, among others, Derek Bell on harp and Paddy Maloney on Ellen Pipes. It was Away With Ye. Before that, Ethiopian keyboardist Hailu Mergia. He first came to prominence in Ethiopia in the 1960s as part of the emerging Ethio-jazz music scene there. He now resides in Washington, D.C., and his music has enjoyed a renaissance in recent years thanks to the Awesome Tapes from Africa record label, which initially released several of his classic albums, but in 2018 released a whole new album with all original material. With Hailu Mergia on various keyboards and accordion, Tony Buck on bass, and Mike Majowski on drums. The album Lala Belu, and from that we listen to Addis Nat, no doubt reference to the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa. And we began the set and also the hour with Punjabi MC, a DJ from India, and the track Nach De Di from the album The Raj. We'll begin this set with some West African highlife music. Highlife combines the traditional melody and structure of West African song with Western instrumentation, including guitars, drums, and plenty of brass. Also, some Western musical genres have influenced the development of highlife, including traditional military brass band music and even big band and swing. Highlife was popular in Ghana and Nigeria from the 1950s through the 1970s, and several compilations of classic highlife recordings have been issued over the years, including the Highlife Time series from the Vampy Soul label. We'll listen to a track from Highlife Time Volume 1, a 2-CD set, featuring music from Ghana and Nigeria, released in the 1960s and early 70s. And from Nigeria, we'll listen to Opotopo and the track Balema.
Thank you. la brisa en diciembre, en una noche buena. Cuán legacía de rumbero, sangre corre por mis venas. Amasando bien las pieles, yo voy camino al bembe. Allí formamos la rumba, afincando bien un tres. Quiero alegrar el ambiente con mi canto y mi bongo, sabiendo que a mi gente le encanta mi guaguancó. Nací para ser rumbero, eso es lo que yo sé hacer. A mí me llaman sonero, canto para complacer. Yo nací para cantar, nací para ser rumbero. Yo nací para cantar, nací para ser rumbero. Si hablan de la bomba y plena, la rumba o el guaguancó, bachata, bolero, merengue, eso todo lo hago yo. Yo nací para cantar, nací para ser rumbero. Entre los soneros,
yo nací para cantar, nací para ser rumbero.
Y cuando escucho sonar el tambor, yo me emociono, yo no lo niego.
Yo nací para cantar, nací para ser rumbero.
Es que nací para improvisar y entregárselo todo al pueblo.
Nací para cantar, nací para ser rumbero.
Yo soy rumba, yo soy son.
Para ser rumbero.
That's Turkish songstress Senem Diici and her quartet. Senem was born in Istanbul in the 1950s to a Kurdish mother and an Armenian Azeri father. She was raised in what's known as the European quarter of the city. As a result, she was exposed to many different cultures and their traditions, especially their music. Everything from Hungarian to Greek to Italian to Jewish, among many others. We listen to a track from her 1995 album Divan, combining elements of Indian classical music and modern jazz. It was Hüseyini Türkü. Before that, some music from Jimmy Delgado, part of the New York City salsa scene, and a style of music known as Salsa Dura NYC, or perhaps that should be Salsa Dura NYC en Español. Growing out of the nightclubs and dance halls of New York City in the 1970s, still very much drawing on traditional Puerto Rican and Afro-Cuban salsa, we listen to a track from The Rough Guide to Salsa Dura NYC, part of the Rough Guide series of compilations from the World Music Network. Jimmy Delgado leading his salsa orchestra through Nasi Rumbero. And we began the set with a track from the compilation High Lifetime, Volume 1, Nigerian and Ghanaian Sound. We heard from Opotopo, hailing from Nigeria, and the track Balema. You are listening to Sounds from the Global Village. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And you can find much more info about the show by visiting our blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you'd like the playlist or streaming audio for this program, look for Sounds from the Global Village program number 1805. Well, I referenced the Rough Guide series from the World Music Network in that last set. Our final set will consist of several tracks from one specific Rough Guide album, the 2-CD set The Rough Guide to World Playtime. As the title suggests, it's a compilation of children's nursery rhymes and playtime songs from around the world. We'll begin with Peru Negro, keeping the spirit and tradition of Afro-Peruvian music alive in the new millennium, and the track Negrito.
島に文字深き無声みそりミルクユーガホミルクユーヤに文字足ババン足み踊らばん踊り許しでもの幸福幸福
يا عيني
Four selections from The Rough Guide to World Playtime. The last track in the set actually came from the bonus CD in this two-disc set. In recent years, World Music Network has been offering their Rough Guide compilations as two CD sets. The first CD is the actual Rough Guide with the various artists. The second disc is devoted to a single artist or group in the genre that the Rough Guide pertains to. In this case, it's a collection of children's songs from the West African nation of Guinea, as performed by veteran singer and kora player Mori Kante. The album Sabu and the track we heard, Nafia. I believe you can acquire these bonus CDs as standalone albums if you are so inclined. Before that, three tracks from the Rough Guide portion of the two CD set. A children's song from Sudan, performed by Wafir, interestingly enough with a Spanish title, Lluvia, or Rain. Before that, music from Japan is performed by Takashi Hirayasu, teaming up with Hawaiian slack key guitar great Bob Brosman, their rendition of Akata Sun Dunshi. And we began the set with a children's song from Peru, Negrito, as performed by Peru Negro. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again soon for another musical trip around the world. Sounds from the Global Village is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.